चीरा दरास भी ललिता विशाखा की, श्री श्री सीताराम सम्मान की, श्री श्री गौर निथाय की, श्री प्रभु पाद की, ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट असेंबल डिवोटीज, ऑल ग्लोरिस्ट शिष्य गुरु एंड गौरंगा। किधर है भागवतम? ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 6 टेक्स्ट नंबर 10। कहा नु अर्थतृष्णाम विसृजेत प्राणेभ्यः अपि यः ईप्सितः यम् क्रीणाति असुभिः प्रेष्ठैः तस्करः सेवकः वनिक् कोन्वार्ततृष्णां विसृजेत् प्राणेभ्योऽपि य ईप्सितः यं क्रीणाति असुभिः प्रेष्ठैः तस्करः सेवको वणिक् कोन्वार्ततृष्णां विसृजेत् प्राणेभ्योऽपि य ईप्सितः यं क्रीणाति असुभिः प्रेष्ठैः तस्करः सेवको वनी। बोलो विष्णु। बोलो से कहा हु नु इंडीड अर्थ कृष्णा ए स्ट्रांग डिजायर टू एक्वायर मनी विसृजेत कैन गिव अप प्राणेभ्यः देन लाइफ अपि इंडीड यः विच ईप्सितः मोर डिजायर्ड यम विच क्रीणाति ट्राइज टू एक्वायर असुभिः विथ हिज ओन लाइफ प्रेष्ठैः वेरी डियर तस्करः ए थीफ सेवकः ए प्रोफेशनल सर्वेंट वनिक ए मर्चेंट। ट्रांसलेशन परपोर्ट बाय इज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्तिवेन स्वामी श्री प्रभुपाद। Money is dear, so dear that one conceives of money as being sweeter than honey. Therefore, who can give up the desire to accumulate money, especially in household life? Thieves, professional servants, soldiers and merchants try to acquire money even by risking their very dear lives. Purport. How money can be dearer than life is indicated in this verse. Thieves may enter the house of a rich man to steal money at the risk of their lives. Because of trespassing, they may be killed by guns or attacked by watchdogs, but still they try to commit burglary. Why do they risk their lives? Only to get some money. Similarly, a professional soldier is recruited into the army and he accepts such service with the risk of dying on the battlefield only for the sake of money. In the same way, merchants go from one country to another on boats at the risk of their lives, or they dive into the water of the sea to collect pearls and valuable gems. That is, it is practically proved, and everyone will admit that money is sweeter than honey. One may risk everything to acquire money, and this is especially true of rich men who are too attached to household life. Formerly, of course, the members of the higher caste, the Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. Everyone but the Sudras were trained in the Gurukula to adhere to a life of renunciation and sense control by practicing Brahmacharya and mystic yoga. Then they were allowed to enter household life. There have consequently been many instances in which great kings and emperors have given up household life. Although they were extremely opulent and were the masters of kingdoms, they could give up all their possessions because they were trained early as brahmacharis. Prahlad Maharaj's advice is therefore very appropriate. Komara acharet prajno dharman bhagavataniha dullabham manusham janma tadapi adruvam arthadam. One who is sufficiently intelligent should use the human form of body from the very beginning of life, in other words, from the tender age of childhood, to practice the activities of devotional service, giving up all other engagements. The human body is most rarely achieved, and although temporary like other bodies, it is meaningful because in human life one can perform devotional service. Even a slight amount of sincere devotional service can give one complete perfection. Human society should take advantage of this instruction. ओम ज्ञान पुरंदस्य ज्ञानांजन सलाकय चक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासिदि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। So they say, Prabhupada was saying, money is like honey. But you know, money is better than honey, because honey, if you take honey, you can satisfy only one sense. Right? But if you have money, you can satisfy all the senses. Right? That like that. Somebody was saying, if Darwin has to come to Mumbai, you know, he used to say, you know, survival of the fittest. He will say, survival of the fastest. Right? Because in Mumbai, everybody is running after money. Srila Prabhupada said, in Mumbai, money is in the available in the hava. It is in the air. You should know how to catch it. Right? Like that. So everybody is after money. That's why people leave their villages and all. They come to Mumbai. And Srila Prabhupada is saying that even the sadhus also, you know, they want money, right? So much, even in the temples also, so much politics goes on because of the money. Once there is one disciple of Prabhupada, Niranjan Prabhu. He was an Indian, and Srila Prabhupada, he was talking to him. Then he was going to London actually. So then he went to London for studies and all. Then he met Prabhupada in 1976 in London. He was actually studying in Glasgow, and then he came to meet Srila Prabhupada. Then Then they allowed him to go for a morning walk. So Srila Prabhupada, you know, asking, what are you going to do? Then he said, I am finishing my studies, I will get a job. You know, then Srila Prabhupada said, you work here only. You know, you will get good salary. He said, Prabhupada, I am not interested in good salary and all that. You know, I want to surrender to you. Then Srila Prabhupada replied, no, I am interested in your money. Then he said, Gopal, that time they used to call, Gopal Krishna Maharaj. See, this Gopal also, he was a manager in Pepsi company. You know, he didn't want to continue to work. You know, he wanted to come to the temple. I told him, you work. So he was getting $15,000 at that time. So Prabhupada told, how much did he come? Then somebody calculated, that time 8 rupees per dollar. 1,28,000 rupees, something like that. Who will give you this much money? You work here, give it to me. Many times I told this, you know. Brahmananda Prabhu got this. Anybody remembers? Brahmananda Prabhu. Everybody was a hippie. Only Brahmananda Prabhu passed out from New York University. He got a BA degree. So he's got a job. You know, then Brahmananda Prabhu said, Swamiji, I have a doubt. And what? I got a job. I am thinking whether to work or surrender to you completely. Then as soon as Srila Prabhupada heard, you know, Brahmananda Prabhu got a job, then Prabhupada's eyes became very wide. He said, oh, you got a job? You got a job? You know? Then Srila Prabhupada said, after Brahmananda got the job, my financial problems are finished. Then Srila Prabhupada, he was actually, Prabhupada, because you know, Brahmananda Prabhu was saying, Prabhupada was cooking chapatis and feeding all these hippies. You know? He said, oh, this David, he eats 10 chapatis. Prabhupada would cook, you know, for him. Then all these hippies, you know, they would like pigs, you know, like they roam, they are on the streets lying down. And then the only meal they get is Prabhupada's lunch. So Brahmananda Prabhu thought, you know, it's very nice, Prabhupada is maintaining. I will also join. Then Prabhupada explained to him Karma Yoga, what it is. You know, whatever money you have, you know, you give it to Krishna. You know, that is Karma Yoga. Then Brahmananda Prabhu asked, how do I give to Krishna? Prabhupada said, you give it to me, I'll give it to Krishna. Like that. So during those the early days of ISKCON, like Radhakund Mataji and all, they were saying, when Bhakti Chaur Maharaj joined, he joined, you know, whatever money they have, like he was working in, I think, in America. So whatever money he has got, whatever bank account, everything they would surrender to Prabhupada. They will give it. Satru Maharaj used to work in welfare office. He also wanted to, you know, leave the job and completely, you know, join the temple. So Prabhupada wrote to him that time he was the temple president in Boston temple, and then he opened the temple and then he started it when he was maintaining the temple. So Prabhupada wrote to him that right now Krishna is maintaining the temple through your salary. So don't disturb that. Then whenever Krishna makes some other arrangement, you can leave the job and join the temple. But let us not force Krishna. You know, he wrote like that. So he was working for some time and then he was maintaining. Like that Jayananda Prabhu. Right? So if somebody is earning money, you know, if they can give that money in the service of Krishna, you know, you can earn any amount of money. You know, so Prabhupada, like nowadays, you know, everybody, Prabhupada was like somebody is studying, you know, and then he is well educated. Prabhupada would tell him, you work outside. He would not encourage them. So you work outside, then they can stay in the temple, work outside, and give all the money to Krishna. No? That was the sacrifice they were doing. And then they would work outside and they were not thinking, this is my money. This is Krishna's money. Like that. So, everybody needs money. Even the temples also need money. Right? These karmis, they work so hard. They risk their lives. Right? So, there are merchant, like Prabhupada says, why, you know, Prabhupada, there are many merchant navy people. You know, they go on the ship. Such a risky thing. You know, there are Somalia, there were pirates and all. They attacked them. And then, there is so much competition among businessmen. And they kill each other. You know, they hire people and they kill. You know, like that. And then all these thieves and all, you know, they risk their lives. Right? So all these mafia people and all, you know, they, in the movies and all they glorify, but actually what is their life? You know, all the time you have to hide. If any, some police officers are very strict, they shoot them. So they are risking their lives. Then soldiers also, you know, like Akashi Chin and all, they had to work there. Right? They had to work there. So, it's so terrible it was. It is, actually. Like, you go to Badrinath, you know, so it is open from July onwards, Akshaya Tritiya, up to November, maybe. Right? 4 months. After that, they close. And everybody in Badrinath, they come down to Joshimath. Right? Like that. So they all close their shops and all. So they have two houses. One house for 4 months or 5 months. They stay in Badrinath and then they come down. Then in Gangotri, also after the darshans are over, in the month of November, they all come down to Uttarkashi. Because it is frozen there. But the army people, they stay there. Only people that they stay there, army people, they have to stay. And it's freezing cold. Prabhupada also wrote the first kind of Bhagavatam. You know, China and India, they are fighting for a place which is uninhabitable. Akashi Chin. Very, very, you know, they risk their lives. You know, and then all these terrorists and all, they attack them. You know, then the war, so many people, they die in the war. Like that. So Prabhupada writes in the purport that, you know, whatever they are doing, it is meant for earning some money. Right? So now also we see, right, all these people, they spend millions of dollars, you know, to become a Sudra. Right? You go to America, study in Harvard University, here and there, and you work there. So just to become a Sudra. But Srila Prabhupada said in Varnashram system, Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaishyas. No, they don't work for others. Right? They are independent. Like in many of the government offices, you know, all of you must have experience. You are working? All the Sudras, bosses, you know, they treat you so badly. Isn't it? They'll shout at you, you're a rascal, fit for nothing, you know, moron, you know, damn it, you know, get lost. You know, so sometimes, you know, they take the keyboard and throw at you. All these things happen, you know that? Huh? Those who have got anger problems. Right? Is it not? And especially in government offices, Bapre, you can't even talk, you know. They treat you so badly, officers. You know, they treat you so badly. Right? You spend so much money, 1 lakh rupees per year. you know, to study engineering. And then for what? To get blasted by the Sudras. Right? I worked in government office. My boss was a Bengali, you know. Mukhopadhyay. I still remember, you know. It's a traumatic experience. I think his wife, Bengali, you know, wife is dominating, I think, at home. So whatever, whatever anger, you know, blasting from his wife, he is, you know, transferred to us. So it is at 9 o'clock means, sorry, Bapre, I have to go to office and say this, you know, guy's face. For small things, you know, they will shout at you and insult you. And then you think, you know, are I studied engineering for this? Yeah, iske liye. You can't even talk, you know. Talk back. If you talk back, finished. So almost 2-3 years I tolerated. So one day my mood was bad. Then I took the file and threw at his face. But you know, in government office he spoiled my ACR, annual confidential report. You know, appraisal. So I was 1 year I didn't get increment. You know, like that. So like this, you know, this is very bad. You know, so many people, they suffer like anything working under somebody else. That's why Srila Prabhupada said, devotees, you know, he encouraged devotees to do some business so that, you know, you don't have to work. See, if you work under a Sudra, you know, then you will become like him. Right? You will become like him. And if that boss is a very bad person and accustomed to bad habits and all, and then indulged in some bribe, you know, activities and all, then you have to, you know, take part in that. Right? So that is why the one ashrama system is, you know, three-fourths of people, they are independent. You know, a king, you know, cannot insult a brahmana. He can't dare because he is not dependent on them. You know, and nobody can insult a kshatriya because he is not dependent on anybody. Right? You know, if you are working in a government office or a company, you are dependent on them. You know, you can't fight with them, you know. So you will lose your job and then how will you survive? So the whole modern education is training you to be a dog. Right? Dog is very unhappy without the master. One day, Srila Prabhupada was there in Vrindavan. Yeah, that is 1977. He was sick. You know. Then Prabhupada said, I can go back to Godhead now. Because Brahmabhuta Prasannatma na shochati na kangshati. You know, I have no hankering. I have no lamentation. Yes, Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada said, I think I have one lamentation. Abhiram Prabhu asked, yeah, Prabhupada, is it because you did not finish Srimad Bhagavatam translation? Prabhupada said, no, I have this one lamentation that I could not establish Varnashrama system. Right? So at that time, Srila Prabhupada, in 1977, there was an attack on Mayapur temple by some Muslim people. So Srila Prabhupada said, you keep a gun. Don't shoot, but you know, you scare them. So they kept a gun and they shot pellets, plastic bullets. So some Muslim guys, they were injured or whatever. So then there was a big propaganda, that was the communist regime, that, you know, Americans, they came and assaulted innocent Muslims and all that. So they arrested so many devotees that time. So Prabhupada was, that time, you know, Mrs. Gandhi was against America and they were having bad relations because of 71 war, Bangladesh. So Prabhupada, so they were actually saying that, you know, all these Americans and all, they are CIA agents. You know, there was an inquiry also on that. Of course, they got a report that in Vrindavan temple they were saying that inside under the they have some radios and some towers to transmit. Old movies you see, 107 something like that. So they came and checked and asked. So Prabhupada was very angry with government. See, I came, I am spreading Krishna consciousness, but these government people, they are harassing me. I don't like this Indian government. So when Prabhupada was there in London at that time, Abhiram Prabhu came and announced that Prabhupada, everything is clear. American visa, is very clear. Then Prabhupada started crying. So, America, such a nice country. America has given me men. America has given me money. America gave me temples. America is such a nice country. I am very grateful to America, Prabhupada told. Then he said, if only they can stop eating cow, they'll be very happy. Prabhupada was very appreciative of American values and all, like that. So that is why Prabhupada said, okay, I will go to Gita Nagari, I will stay there and establish Varnashram. Like that. So he wanted to do that. But in 1977, by the time he went to London, he became very sick and then, he had to come back. Right? So that's why I said, that was my unfinished job, establishing the Varnashram system. So these Brahmanas, Kshatriyas and Vaisyas, they are completely independent. So there was no hankering for money so much because, they were trained. They were trained to be renounced, how to renounce. So now Gandhiji said, the nature can supply the needs of all men, all people in the world, but cannot satisfy greed of even one person. Like that. So people are mad after money. Suppose, a student is appearing for an exam. Then he needs a pen to write the exam. Then he is collecting so many pens, So many very costly pens. Is it required? Huh? You just need one pen, But what is required is? You should know, you should study the subject. You should know the subject, not the pen. Pen is required, but it is not the most important thing. It is essential. But the most important thing is, you should have knowledge of the textbooks. Like that, people are thinking, so I want to be happy, But people are thinking, for happiness, I need money. That is the mistake they are doing. Like it is said that with your one philosopher was saying, with your money you can buy bed but not sleep. You can buy food but not fire of digestion. Right? So somebody was saying, you are living in an age of fast food and slow digestion. Like that. You can buy gadgets and luxuries, etc., but you can't buy peace. Somebody was saying, I have a tea set, I have a sofa set, I have a multimedia set, but I am always upset. So all these things they accumulate, but actually it doesn't give them any happiness. Okay? So only Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, नास्ति बुद्धिरायुक्तस्य नचायुक्तस्य भावना नच भावयत शांति अशांतस्य कुतस्थुकम्. इफ योर इंटेलिजेंस इज नॉट एंगेज्ड इन कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, यू नो, हाउ कैन यू हैव पीस? इफ यू डोंट हैव पीस, यू नो, हाउ कैन यू बी हैप्पी? हाउ कैन यू बी हैप्पी? सो द मोर पीपल द अर्न मनी द मोर दे बिकम अनहैप्पी. And then in the third kind of Bhagavatam it is written that the money is the source of all anarthas. You know, all anarthas. So, first thing is, arthasya sadhane siddhe, utkarshe rakshane vyaye, na shoka boga ayata, rasa antar chinta vyatir mama. Somebody, Srimad Bhagavatam, it is given that arthasya sadhane siddhe. So in order to earn money, you know, you have to work very hard. You know, sometimes Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita that asha pasha shatair badhir, kamakrodha parayanam, ihante kamabhogartham, anyayana arthasanchayam. So because of influence, because they are influenced by so many desires, asha pasha shatair badhair, you know, hundreds of desires in their heart, you know, kamakrodha parayanam, by taking shelter of kama and krodha, you know, lust and greed, anger, you know, ihante kama bhogartham, in this world, in order to enjoy sense gratification, lust, lusty desires, you know, anyayana artha sanchayan, you know, one acquires money by wrongful means. So then they don't pay tax and like that. And then what happens, you know? In Mahabharata it is written that, of course, once Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was instructing Gopinath Patnaik, you all know the story that how, you know, Prabhupada wrote also that, you know, Gopinath Patnaik was not giving money, you know, tax collector. Collecting tax and not giving to the Maharaj Pratap Rudra, and then they put him on the Changa, you know, Marana Dand. Then somehow he got saved. Then Mahaprabhu was preaching to Gopinath Patnaik that, you know, you are a tax collector, you know, government, king is the representative of God. Yeah? King is the representative of God. So you must, so if you are stealing king's money, that means you are stealing God's money. And which is highly, you know, deplorable and very severely punished. You know, if somebody steals government's money, that means they are stealing God's money. So they will be severely punished. So in Mahabharata, it is written that those who steal money of others people, those who cheat them, others of their money, you know, in the next life, they will take birth as a mentally ill patient people. So all these people, now we see mentally ill people, you know, different degrees of you know, mental illness we see in society now. You know, they all stole somebody, government's money, rishwat course, you know, cheat, you know, like we think that, oh, like that. So how much suffering they undergo, like that. And then if you leave money, and then you don't give it to Krishna, then you leave your money to your descendants. And if they spend that money in drinking, smoking and prostitution and all, then wherever in your next life, wherever that soul goes, that body goes, you know, whichever body it goes. Because you will have to suffer. Because with your money, your sons and daughters are committing sins. It was connected like that. So one has to be very, very careful. You know, so with whom you are leaving the money, you know, so that is why there is no need actually to earn so much money that, you know, both, like in, it is required, not required actually. So it is very, very dangerous also to earn money by, you know, wrongful means, you know, by wrongful means. So if at all somebody is very rich and all, you know, they should construct temples. If you go to South India, you see big, big temples, right? Why? Because during Ramchandra's time, he would allow only you to accumulate that much money which is required for 4 years of life to prolong, you know, to live. That many expenses that are required for 4 years expense. And remaining money, they should give it to the government if they accumulated some wealth. Right? So much greed these people, the politicians, they have. They have 1 lakh crore, you know. Like what they will do, you know, with so much money. Right? Suppose Ambani has 1 lakh crore. He can eat only 4 chapatis, na? Right? He can't eat gold. Yeah, he can't eat gold. So people are so, why they are, they have to be so greedy? Yeah. So that is why so one should be trained in Krishna consciousness, you know, and then one should be very detached, you know, from all this money and all, you know. That is why Prabhupada said, you know, he trained, you know, devotees to give 50% of the income to the temple. Somebody, one devotee asked Srila Prabhupada in Hawaii, Srila Prabhupada, he's initiated by Prabhupada. Prabhupada, I am actually working outside. I am not giving 50% of my income to the temple. Can I still go back home, back to God? Srila Prabhupada said, no. You know, that was a rule for grihasthas to get, you know. Prabhupada said, if you are earning, because that is the instruction of the spiritual master, you know, that grihastha should give 50% of their income to the temple. But Prabhupada, it's difficult, you know, it's not very practical. Right? So Prabhupada said, oh, then it's also not practical for you to go back home, back to God. Yeah? Like that. Then, once you have money, then Prabhupada says, there is a fear. That because money is like honey, and then they work very hard to earn that money. And, you know, then wife takes away, you know, I want to go to beauty parlor, I want to purchase this, I want to purchase that. Then you feel so much better. Kya jarurat hai? You are looking good. He will say, beauty parlor jane kya jarurat hai? Right? I was telling this joke. Once, one beggar, he asked, Saab, 20 rupai dijiye, you know, chai peena hai. That fellow said, are, 20 rupai, 10 rupai hai na chai. Mera do chai ke liye, mera girlfriend ko bhi pilana hai. Bolta hai. Are, bikari hai tum. Tumko bhi girlfriend hai. Bolte, unhone banayi. Unhone banayi bikari. Right? Family members loot lega tumhara paisa pura. Right? Then you are afraid of that income tax department. You know? Tax people. Then relatives. Then Hare Krishna devotees. Right? Are Hare Krishna wale aage. Right? They are afraid August, July, August and December. And they see through the hole. Hare Krishna wala, bol dena, nahi hai, nahi hai. Right? Then I want to give. Once I was collecting for Vidyadan in the month of December, and then that fellow, he always would say, you know, Swamiji, paisa nahi hai, paisa nahi hai. But I would see, you know, very opulent office, nice cars, like that. So, mere ko bahut gussa aaya. Main bola, hamesha bolte rehte ho, paisa nahi hai, paisa nahi hai. Aapke paas paisa hai. लेकिन आप हमेशा बोल रहे हो ना भगवान एक दिन सत्य कर देगा. नहीं नहीं ऐसा मत बोलना. सो डिफिकल्ट टू एक्सट्रैक्ट मनी यू नो फ्रॉम दिस गाइस. यू हैव टू कीप ऑन कॉलिंग एंड दे बिकम फेड अप. ओके कितना चाहिए ले लो, फोन मत करना. राइट? some devotees, they won't leave, you know. They are so persistent, they won't leave. okay, Swamiji, aaja. Lelo. So, but with so much difficulty, you know, they give. you know, like that. So, like this, they face, you know, because of money, so many problems, you know. They, sometimes father kills their son, and son kills their father, mother kills their son, you know, wife kills her husband. For money, you know. Brothers and brothers, they kill each other. So many anarthas. And then if you have too much money, then one gets addicted to bad habits. You know, prostitutes and drinking and smoking. So money is the source of all problems, anarthas. But if the same money can be used in the service of Krishna, then it is great. Right? Srila Prabhupada told Ambarish Prabhu Ford, you know, you construct the temple in Mayapur. So he was using all his money for constructing temples. At one point of time, Prabhupada, I am fed up. Everybody was asking me money. Then Prabhupada, who is that rascal? You know, tell, you know, now onwards, if anybody wants money from Ford, they should ask me. You know? Like that. So some devotees are very capable, you know, they are very expert in collecting money. So when they were constructing Vrindavan temple, they didn't have money, you know. So Prabhupada told, then once Guru Kripa Prabhu Maharaj that time, he told, I'll give you, you know, I'll send you money. Then he gave some $50,000, you know, at the time. Then Srila Prabhupada, he was very happy. Then he went to London, America. Then he wanted to come to Vrindavan. Then he wrote to Prabhupada. Prabhupada said, no, you come after 1 year. You know, you collect me $60,000. You give me $60,000 and then come to Vrindavan. Then only you come to Vrindavan, Prabhupada told him. Oh, Prabhupada, I will collect in 1 month. You know. So he made some groups and all, they were, you know, selling so many things and they were collecting money. And in 1 month, you know, he collected $60,000 and gave it to Prabhupada. And then he came to Vrindavan and gave it to Prabhupada. You know, there's a lot of money at that time. Then he wanted to stay in Vrindavan. Prabhupada said, no, you can't stay in Vrindavan, you go and collect. So Guru Kripa Maharaj said, no, Prabhupada, I don't want to collect. You know, I don't want to collect. I want to stay in Vrindavan with you. He said, what you will do here? Then Prabhupada told him, you know, he cried. Prabhupada cried that, see, this Charu Das, you know, he is collecting $50,000 per month, but he won't give me a single paisa. You know, everybody, they have their own thing. If I ask, they won't give. You know, I want to sit down and write Srimad Bhagavatam. But you know, my head is hot because I want to construct this temple. No money. And I am always thinking how to get money. You know, please help me. Prabhupada. Then Guru Prima, actually he came, he went there to challenge Prabhupada. But when Prabhupada said like this, okay Prabhupada, I will collect. You don't worry, you just sit and write, I will collect. So then Tamal Krishna, then Prabhupada told him, you don't fight with Tamal. They were having a fight in Radha Damodar bus party, you know. You don't come here, you don't come, go there. All that, nowadays, you know, like, they have problem. My wife, you know, don't come here, don't come. Right? Then Prabhupada, I don't like ISKCON. Prabhupada asked, you don't like me? Prabhupada, I'll give my life to you. But Prabhupada said, I am ISKCON. You know, ISKCON is my body. See, you don't like ISKCON means, you don't like me. No, Prabhupada, ISKCON people are not like you. They are not pure like you. They trouble me, they are not honest like you. You know, I don't like ISKCON. Okay, now onwards, you report to me directly. Report to me directly. Like that. So, America, Tamal Krishna Maharaj, he was giving him hard time. He said, where to go? You know, then he said somehow he got inspiration that he will go to Japan. So he took some devotees and then he started collecting. And every month he was sending $50,000, $60,000, sometimes $80,000. And Prabhupada, then he would bring the cash and, you know, he give it to Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada never praised him for collecting money, you know. But okay, you know, he was very detached. Okay. So Prabhupada sit and count. Once he was there, Prabhupada was sitting in the counting. And Giriraj Maharaj brought mayor of Mumbai. So he was saying, you know, Swamiji, because Vivekananda, Ramakrishna, they don't touch money, you know, all these sadhus, but Prabhupada was counting lakhs. You know? So he was sitting, mayor was sitting and looking. Prabhupada would count and then stop. Any questions? And then he will count. So mayor told Giriraj Maharaj, your spiritual master is a different personality. You know, because for Indians, you know, sadhus, you know, counting so much cash. Prabhupada said, give me more. You know, I will say, this Vivekananda says, I don't want to touch money, but give me more. Prabhupada was saying, how much money you can give? Give me more. Like that. Then Prabhupada was very happy, and then, you know, he collected the $700,000, you know, 27 lakhs. The temple cost was 40 lakhs in Bhikshna Balaram temple. Out of that, Gurukrit Maharaj gave 27 lakhs. So that time Balimardhan, he was a GBC there. He was not liking because he was collecting so much money. You know, so he wanted to cut short, you know, Gurukrit Maharaj's efforts. So he sent Harikesh Maharaj, you know, somehow or other stop it. Take out all the devotees of his party. Some 25-30 devotees are collecting for Gurukrit Maharaj. Said, oh no. Then he went. So Gurukrit Maharaj asked, you want to take away my devotees? Okay, you wait till the night, they all will come in front of me. Ask them, if somebody wants to come with you, you take them. So Harikesh Maharaj was there, and then he was, all the meeting was there, and devotees. Oh, then all the devotees laughed at him because they were so much in ecstasy, you know, collecting money for Prabhupada, and Prabhupada is giving them blessings. So much in ecstasy they were. Said, they laughed at him. He said, what, are you crazy that we will come with you? We are very happy here. Then, you know, Harikesh threatened that I will hand them over to immigration, because every time these police were chasing them, because begging is not allowed and collecting, soliciting donations are not allowed there in Japan. And then they would make some disguises and, you know, once they were camping in America, Detroit or somewhere, and they would make disguise and go and collect. And radios and all, they were there, and then some FBI people, they raided that bus. They were staying in the bus because temples, they are not allowing them to stay in the temples. Then they would stay in their bus. And they all, you know, surrounded them and guns and, you know, take out your hundi, you know, like that. Then meanwhile, Guru Kripa came and said, what happened? Then then FBI director came. Then he saw, oh, these are Hare Krishna devotees. They are nice people, leave them. So much like this. But in Japan, they were chasing them like anything. So Harikesh Maharaj threatened, I will hand them over to immigration. So Guru Kripa Maharaj, he was a boxer, you know. Yes. He told Yashoda Nandana, you block the door. You know, he said, I will break your head. He said, you know, those Krishna consciousness is disturbed by the demons. Because I am collecting money and giving it to Prabhupada, you are disturbing my Krishna consciousness. You are a demon. You know, I will break your head. Then he became very afraid. He said, okay, okay. Then they took him and then they dropped him at the airport. Get lost. So then Prabhupada told, you know, to put their name. If you see Krishna Balaram temple, you know, there you see the name. Guru Kripa Maharaj and Yashodhanandan Maharaj. They told, Prabhupada told them that whenever he comes, he should stay in guest house and he should give them prasad, give him prasad throughout his life for whatever service he has done. Like that, it's not easy, you know. It's not that. So the collecting money also is a qualification. You need knack, intelligence to collect money. That is why Prabhupada said, "Oh, what is intelligence? Check your pocket. If your money is there in the pocket, then that means you are intelligent. If you are a bhikari, that means you have no intelligence. But money is required for maintaining temples very nicely, preaching programs, conducting preaching programs and all that. But it should be used for Krishna service. Then, you will be rewarded. Right? Srila Prabhupada, that's why this life membership and, collection. Prabhupada said, Mumbai temple, there is so much money in Mumbai, you can maintain all temples in India. You just need some technique to catch some money in the air. Money is flying in the air. Some devotees were saying, actually it is true. Malati Mataji was saying, in San Francisco temple they didn't have money to pay the rent. And then Prabhupada said, don't worry, it will come. Sometimes it will come in the air, flying also. So Malati Mataji and Shyamsundar Prabhu, they were walking. And then suddenly there was a air, hava, and in that, they were seeing some dollars falling. And they collected the dollars, exact amount of, rent. like that also. So very interesting. So whatever we do, we should work for Krishna and Prabhupada. And, money is there, money is required, money is like honey. Without money you can't, maintain the temples also properly. Previously, Vrindavan's temples, they didn't have any money. So, Radha Damodar temple, they used to put some bed sheet as a dress. No money, Radha Damodar temple. So, even Krishna Balaram temple also, they didn't have money. Sometimes they didn't have money to offer garlands. Krishna Balaram. Prabhupada said, okay, you make, don't make garland for me. Only make garland for, Krishna Balaram, like that. So they didn't have any money at the time. And they would, in the night time, devotees would eat only potatoes. They didn't have milk and, Then Prabhupada, then they said, don't put ghee on the, chapatis. Then when Prabhupada came to know, no, this is horrible, how can you, they eat, you should put, Prabhupada told, in the night time, you should eat pakka food. And in the daytime you should eat kacha food. So kacha food means chapatis and all. Pakka food means puris, pakoda. We are all thinking, you should not eat puris in the night time. Pakodas and all. Prabhupada said in the night time you should eat fried foodstuffs. Like pakodas, puris and all that. Then Prabhupada said, no, you should put ghee, Like that. In the breakfast they had only khichdi, For sweet, it is only good. They would give some good. Like that. They didn't have any money, They were so lunch means two, three chapatis, little rice and watery dal. Right? And all these Americans and Britain people, they have they have come from America with opulent lifestyle and all. And here, they didn't have enough money. But Abhiram Prabhu was saying that during those days, Vrindavan is so beautiful. Early in the morning, 3 o'clock, peacocks will sing. All the peacocks dance. And so many deer and so many cows, everywhere cows, walking on the streets of Vrindavan. It's, even though they didn't have money, they, as soon as they touched Vrindavan, Delhi, they will be sick with dysentery, typhoid, malaria, and jaundice. they were all sick. But Prabhupada said, they were all the devotees. There was devotees are, you know, 40th anniversary Krishna Balaram temple, all the devotees are recounting their memories of Vrindavan. So all the devotees were recounting. We are very happy because Prabhupada was there. We didn't have money, but we are very happy. Prabhupada was there. So nowadays, people, devotees give, you know, they stand outside and Guru Dakshina they give. Actually, very one interesting thing, when Vibhu Chaitanya Prabhu took initiation, he gave 1 rupee coin to Prabhupada as Guru Dakshina. Then Bhumipati Prabhu was asking, only 1 rupee, what is the significance of giving just 1 rupee? He explained, 1 rupee means sola ana. Sola ana. Krishna has 16 good qualities, sola kala, kala. It seems if you give 1 rupee to your spiritual master or Krishna, you are completely surrendering. That is the same, you know, sign of completely surrendering. So Prabhupada would accept 1 rupee, you know, they, okay, wait. Very like that, you know, 1 rupee. So very, but later on, you know, now you see Vrindavan temple is so, they offer some 20, 30 dresses. Yeah. So initially, they were offering 11 plates of prasad, you know, for each deity one plate. Then so much boga is to be cooked. And then after the temple is finished, there was no money. Then Prabhupada came and said, okay, then you stop cooking so much. Yeah. So then they made for Gaunita one plate, Bhakti Siddhanta Prabhupada one plate, Radha Shyam Sundar Lalita Vishaka one plate, Krishna Balaram one plate, like that. It made like that. You know? But slowly, slowly, there was nothing, you know, like no devotees wanted to stay in Vrindavan at that time. It is very hot and it is very cold. There is no one to preach. You know? So, Prabhupada then book distribution. When Yashomadinandan Prabhu's wife, Radha Kund Mataji, and Yashomadinandan Prabhu, they went to meet Prabhupada. Then Prabhupada told her, you distribute books, then you distribute prasad all the time. So Radha Kund Mataji, if you see, she's always distributing books in outside Vrindavan temple. For many years she was doing. And then one Prabhupada disciple told her, your name is Radha Kund, you must stay in Radha Kund. You know, you will get bhava bhakti. Like that. You know? So that day, she got a dream. Then she was influenced by that. You know? And then she got a dream. Then she saw Prabhupada. You know? Distributing with thousands of hands his own books. His own books. And then he was saying, this is Radha Kund. This is Radha Kund. Like that. Then she understood, oh my God. Actually, I am not distributing books. Actually, Prabhupada is distributing his own books. We are simply his hands. That's all. So you must remember this, you know. When we are distributing Prabhupada books, actually Prabhupada is distributing the books. You know, we are simply instrument. Like that. So then money came and, you know, like that. So then our temples are, you know, very nicely. So then our seeing the opulent worship of Radha Shyam Sundar, Krishna Balaram, all the temples have adopted. Otherwise they would only offer plastic garlands. And once in a while, you know, all very bad, you know, some boga is offered. Like that. Now, you know, everything is, it's all credit goes to Srila Prabhupada. You know, Prabhupada said, even in Vrindavan, you must have first class opulent deity worship. Nowadays, they have so much opulence, we see only flowers. Right? Deity ko dunda padega. Right? It is very nice. So I will close the lecture by saying one pastime. Brahmananda Prabhu asked Prabhupada, Prabhupada, will we have a relationship in Vrindavan, Golok Vrindavan also? Prabhupada said, yeah. So we all will meet again in Golok Vrindavan. Prabhupada told that when Vaikunthavasis pass by Golok Vrindavan, they will comment, such a nice guru and such a nice disciples. Like that. So it is a, you know, this is the family of Prabhupada. And we are all guests of Prabhupada in Vrindavan. You know, just like you go to some very opulent club, you know, hi-fi club, you know, MCC club or something, you know, MCI, some club is there, you know, you have to pay some crores of rupees. But so-and-so Mr. Gupta is there and then he will give you some guest card. You know, oh, I am Mr. Gupta's, you know, friend. Oh, come. You know, they will give you all facilities. Right? Like that, you know, we are guests of Srila Prabhupada in Goloka Vrindavan also. Oh, I am from Prabhupada. Okay, come. Right? So, we should stay, you know, remain in the family of Prabhupada all the time. Okay? Hare Krishna. Any questions, comments? Hare Krishna. Ah. No, entire society. Yeah. I told you last time, a powerful king will come and establish Varnashrama in future. It's predicted. I told you last time, last class I told, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, you are there? When Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur went for South India Yatra, he saw that Lord Chaitanya's teachings got covered up. Nobody was there. Then Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur said, so nice in South India, but Krishna consciousness is not spread. I will take birth again in South India and I will preach Krishna consciousness in South India. Also is there that a powerful king will come from South India and spread, establish this Varnashrama and spread Krishna consciousness. I was reading one quote by Srila Prabhupada, morning walk conversation. Prabhupada said, a time will come, Krishna consciousness will take, kings will take over the whole world. Then they asked Prabhupada, do you mean that so many people will become Krishna consciousness? No. Our books will be, that is why we should distribute more and more books. Our books will be distributed all over the world. When the people read that books, there will be a revolution that we want a Krishna conscious king. That's how Krishna consciousness will take over. There was an interesting quote. No, because everybody, just like, our unilateral preaching, when I joined, oh, you're a brahmachari, become a brahmachari. Nothing like, there is no other preaching. You're in Maya. Yeah? Then all the brahmacharis, they would give very fiery brahmachari classes. All these women, grassas, kidas, right? But now we don't hear so much fired up brahmachari classes. Right? Really little bit balanced. Because you can't expect everybody to become a brahmachari. Some people have to stay outside and because according to their guna and karma, they have to work. Immediately you are not going to become a pure devotee. It's very complicated. So Varnashrama system is required where you can live peacefully. And at the same time, Bhaktivinoda Thakur instructed Srila Bhaktisiddhanta to establish Daivi Varnashram. The Daivi Varnashram, where Atapumbir Vijashtesta Varnashram Vibhagasa Svanishtitasya Dharmasya Samsidya Haritoshanam. Prabhupada wrote in the purport that everybody, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, by working according to those principles, they can satisfy Vishnu and go back to God. A Sudra doesn't have to become a Brahmana to go back to God. But in Asura Varnashram system where prevailed, and all the Prabhupada said, because of the these Brahmanas' artificial superiority, they tortured lower class of people, thinking that I am superior. But actually that system is not there in Daivi Varnashram. A Sudra is not looked down upon, because if he is serving Krishna, he will go back and back to Godhead. So he was in his Varna and Ashram, like that. So everybody cannot, you know, join and become a Brahmachari and depend on the temple, you know. Where you need a system where, you know, you can sustain yourself and still practice Krishna consciousness. Now you know what, even devotees also outside, you have to work very hard. You know, hardly any time. You know, morning 7 o'clock, 8 o'clock, you go and come back at, you know, night 8, 10, 9 o'clock. Then your chanting is in the train. Right? Yes, chanting in the train. So, it won't help so much. You need a peace, you can lead a peaceful life where you can and still practice Krishna consciousness. Okay.
Hare Krishna Guruji. Guruji, some here I heard that the helping to others, that materialistic people, in some is need. Is need not to help because he is suffering his own karma.
No.
So
Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur used to chastise his disciples. Yeah? Oh, you have become such a big man that you don't want to give charity? But organized welfare activity he condemned. Like building hospitals. You know? Even over this anyway. Right?
How this
if you see individually if somebody is suffering, you must help.
If individually he is suffering, then we...
Yeah, of course you must help. There is nothing wrong. But no organized welfare activity like building hospitals, you know, homes, anatha sharanalaya, this and that. That Prabhupada said, that is atheism. There is an interesting chapter on social welfare activity in Bhaktisiddhanta Vaibhava. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur, he used to chastise. He would sometimes give 10 paisa to the beggar and all that. He took, you know, in Alarnath, Srila Prabhupada Bhaktisiddhanta, he engaged leprosy people. Because that time leprosy people are outcast, you know, ostracized. You know, he engaged them in building the... There is a temple. So they were helping in building the temple. Then he made society where they can live, you know, and practice Krishna consciousness. And control, you know, they can sustain themselves. So he did not leave them all because of his karma. We should never think like that. Give them prasad, you know, or give them a book so that their karma will be reduced. You know, we should help them to get to reduce their karma. You know, give your association. Oh, they are suffering because of their bad karma. It is true, but they should say that. We should not say this. You know, this is important, you know. Srila Prabhupada told. Very interesting, you know. They can, one who is suffering, he can say, I am suffering because of my past sinful activity. But we should never say that, you know, you are suffering because of past sinful activity. We should help them. Individually, you know, as much as possible, it is possible for you. He can help. Okay? Hare Krishna.
Yesterday, he told me that he will ask Kamal Krishna Prabhu and...